This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And all of our quirkiness, we are here at your service and on your side. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV program. J is for Jennifer, as in horn. V is for Victoria, as in Keevan. And C, even though not displayed, is with Miss Schillen. Ms., I suppose, right? We're not supposed to use Miss anymore. It's not Miss or Mrs., it's Ms., right? Is it appropriate ever to use Miss?
Ms.
Ms. Right.
I like
when
to
did
just
that
call
start?
Her Kara, and then that works.
Yeah, no, I would, but in general, the...
It started in the 70s with Ms. Magazine and Gloria Steinem.
You're telling me that I'm 40 years behind the times, Jennifer, is that what you're saying?
You know, we'll get there.
50 years behind the times? Huh? Really? All right, so Jennifer is here. We've all put on our oxygen masks, and now you can help everybody, Jennifer. You know what they say.
I guess I should shower. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, I was thinking about
you really
taking
think.
Oxygen.
Here comes my oxygen mask.
Yeah. All right. So
all right. Well, let's talk about the Boy Scouts. This is a crazy story. More than 12,000 Boy Scouts have been sexually abused by 7,800 leaders and volunteers. This is according to an expert working with the Boy Scouts, and this is what is reflected in court documents, according to several news organizations. Boy Scouts of America said in a statement, quote, "We sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting," end quote. Lawyers' ads on the internet are seeking clients now to file sexual abuse lawsuits against the Boy Scouts. The states have been moving to adjust their statute of limitation laws so the victims of long ago sexual abuse can sue for damages. These sexual abuse settlements have already strained the Boy Scouts' finances to the point where the organization is now looking into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. A Boy Scout bankruptcy would be bigger in scale than any other sex abuse bankruptcy, according to an attorney who's representing more than 300 victims in New York State. These claims, they're trying to get them to obviously go beyond on the statute of limitations so that they can be dealt with. But the fact that this is part of the such a prevalent part of what seems to be such a good organization, the Boy Scouts, people that make it through to Eagle Scouts, I think all of us know what that takes and has respect for it. But the fact that this is another place where older men in power can prey on younger men, it's just pretty
disgusting.
I don't know, it's heart-wrenching.
It's beyond disgusting.
Yeah.
Who do you trust anymore? That's the question. We were talking about this a little bit earlier, going into a hotel room or something with your boss or somebody you know, but you don't know them that well. Why would you do that? But why is it that it brings up trust issues? Why shouldn't you be able to trust somebody and his or her intentions? But yet, is it the news media that really blows these things up? Or is it really that bad when you can't be a student with a teacher, or you can't be a nurse with a doctor, or you can't be a secretary with the boss, or you can't be whatever it is, you can't be a Boy Scout with a leader. You can't be, it's absurd, but yet it is a part of life. Is it that bad? Do we think it's really that bad, or do you think the news media exaggerates some of these claims? And you look at these numbers, the Boy Scouts, there's a pretty significant number there.
I think more people that get out of the Boy Scouts probably have nice things to say about it than the people that don't. But at the same time, I think it's a good reminder because we didn't really talk about sex or gender when we talked about the Catholic Church abuse scandal, although most of the people who were victimized were boys. Not in every case, but in some case. It seems, though, that when we talk about sexual harassment or sexual abuse, we typically focus on women. And I think it's really important that we don't forget that there are little boys and men that get caught up in all of this. And it's a good reminder when we hear a horrible story like this to make sure that we're checking in with our male children as well as our female children. Because I think it's our inclination probably as parents to go, oh, we need to protect our daughters. But also think about our sons and all this because there's just a lot of sick people who want to use their power to get what they want or what they desire. Yeah.
And I say this, I don't know the right spin to put on this, and I'm as I'm thinking about it, I'm kind of editing my thoughts, but I think it's worth a minute or two of our time when we think about the what I just said in a manner of speaking, the business about who can you be with and who can you trust and who can your family trust. And, you know, we go into this whole business, the news media is so focused on almost obsessed with this business with Trump and his tweeting and what does that really mean about him and what kind of crazy, yada, yada. And so there's this, from the top on down, this question about people and their mental health. We talk about Britney Spears and what was going on with her. And it brings me back around to something I think we've talked about this week, last month, last year, the whole mental health stability of our society, or maybe even the world. Has the world gone crazy? Are there so many people that are so maladjusted, misadjusted, whatever, that normal doesn't even seem normal? Anyway, how do you find normalcy? Where do you find normalcy? Think about the people in your life that you think are normal. Who do you think are most of the people in your life, Victoria, Kara, Jennifer, the most of the people normal? And what's your definition of normal?
Well, right, yeah. There's any such thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got something. And I used to think as a kid, and this is what was really sad, is as a kid I'd look at my family, and my family looked a lot different than everybody else's family that I grew up with because of divorce and separation and lots of stuff going on. And I always thought, gosh, it would be so nice to be normal. But as you get older, I think you realize, normal's a moving target most of the time.
Yeah, it is. Yep, normal is something that's really, it's normal. Like, who's your next-door neighbor? Do you even know? Is it normal for you to know? When I was a kid growing up, there weren't a lot of people around because I was out in the country, but I knew who my neighbors were. My folks knew who the people in the neighborhood were. We had weekly potluck suppers at the old meeting house, you know, that kind of stuff. That's really gone. Most people don't even know who the hell their neighbors are, right? Do you know most of the people in your building, Victoria? Would you say
I don't know anybody.
Don't know anybody.
I'm happy about that. I don't want to know my neighbors. I don't want to know. And I know that's the New Yorker in me. I don't want to know my neighbors. You know, New Yorkers just kind of want to live and let live, and we don't really want to get involved. So I think that's part of it.
All right, so Jennifer, in your neighborhood, how many of the people there? You've been in that neighborhood. Your grandparents owned the house before you did. So how many of those people around there do you know?
Well, most of the people that were here when my grandparents are here are now gone. But there are two people that I know in my neighborhood.
Yeah. All right, Kara, you know people in your building? How many people do you know in your building?
Considering there are hundreds of them, not a ton. I recognize my neighbors, and so I know them when they come home. But I don't know. I think for me, apartment living is much different. I think it's much harder to recognize because I don't see them when they come home. I might hear a door close, but I don't have a window to look outside and see who's there. Next to my parents' house, I know both of the neighbors that live there. Do I know all of the personal details about them? No, but I know their name and I know their jobs and stuff like that. But I don't know. I think it's much harder in an apartment complex.
Well, it's a really different world we live in, Master Jack, that's for sure. 40 million people move in America every year. Did you know that? Average American moves 11 times in their life. That's really pretty amazing. I know you can't get to know anybody really very well under that circumstance. It's more here in our country than any place else, except the nomad. Yeah, there's still some areas in the Middle East and in Africa where they're actually nomadic. They don't have any homes. You know, think about it. We all think about it in terms of normalcy. We think about having a home as being normal. Well, in many, maybe even most parts of the world, yeah, that's the case. Most people have a home. But in some, again, parts of the Middle East, parts of sub-Saharan Africa, they don't have homes. They just keep moving around. It's really it's hard to conceptualize because it's so different living a life that way. Most of those people, if you were able to talk to them, they tell you they're happy. So what does it take to be happy? Something else. Man, we can go around. This is the talk tree at its finest here.
And what is happy?
Yeah, right. Yeah. What is it? What makes you happy? Think about that. It's 16 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much to my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Unless required phone trade and credit provided after online registration and new phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged to remaining phone balance, card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance fee, tax, or due at sale.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
From airports to concerts, going through security is now a common occurrence. And now concertgoers and sports fans in Vancouver will be among the first to be screened using new radio frequency wave devices designed to detect potential weapons. Liberty Defense, a Georgia-based company behind the HexWave system, is planning to test the product at Vancouver's Rogers Arena. The HexWave consists of panels set up outside the arena and allows patrons to walk through the area without interruption, as the system detects metallic and non-metallic objects under clothing or in bags. Artificial intelligence then reviews the items and differentiates between things like a smartphone or a potential weapon. And if a potentially dangerous item is identified, security is then alerted. Look for HexWave to be rolled out at other arenas by the summer of 2020. Learn more at libertydefense.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mike Ditcher. On the field, they called me Iron Mike. But some days, even Iron Mike can feel a little rusty, so I turn to Blue Emu. Blue Emu's non-greasy, deep-penetrating formula gets down deep for big-time comfort. And more importantly, it doesn't leave me smelling like a locker room. Now, if you excuse me, I have some yelling to do. You hit like old men! Blue Emu. It works fast, and you won't stink.
The great news is there's a quick way you can save a lot of dough. Ray, me, switch to Geico, geico.com. Go there to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico, Government Employees Insurance Company. I always love that. It's one of the great Warren Buffett deals, if you're into that. Here's something that will be a buzz as people talk about it, that maybe the insiders talk about it. The outsiders don't care. The Trumpsters have told all of the people that work in the White House to not go to this weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. The Cabinet Secretary Bill McGinley issued the order to staffers. White House told The Hill, the newspaper of politics, that administrative members will not go. President hasn't gone to the dinner since he was elected. He said he plans to hold a rally on the day of the dinner. I'm going to hold a rally. Yeah! Because the dinner is so boring and so negative, they were going to hold a very positive rally. So anyway, he'll be in Green Bay, Wisconsin on Saturday at 8 o'clock if you want to go see the president. He's not going to be at the correspondent. So who speaks at the correspondents' dinner?
This year it's an author. They ditched the comedian.
Ron Chernow.
Remember, it was the comedian who was making fun of Sarah Sanders and was making fun of how she looked and all that stuff.
Yeah, didn't work. All right, so the Trumpsters draw a line in the sand. It's 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Uptown Funkadelic. I would not have thought this song would be the cause for a celebration between both Democrats and Republicans, or Trump supporters and non-Trump supporters. And how did this even start? Music super study examining the preferences of 1,000 people across America and Canada from the age of 12 to 54. And this song came up as a big song for both Democrats and Republicans. Yeah?
It's the number one overall song.
Everybody loves it.
Yeah, they were looking at 2018 most popular songs, and this was the number one song that everybody can agree on. Isn't that nice? We can all finally agree on one thing, that Bruno Mars is great.
Bruno Mars.
Well, I said I'm not really surprised, because I normally, I used to think of him as kind of more appealing to women or people who like pop music. But then one of my best friends, her dad is, like a 60-year-old white dude, loves Bruno Mars.
A 60-year-old white dude.
Yep.
My dad also likes Bruno Mars.
You wouldn't necessarily think of them as being the ideal audience, but they love him.
Yeah. Well, this sound, and I guess the overall sound of pop music, I can get into it if I spend a little bit of it, but it's so hard to find it. If you're listening, for example, to Kiss in L.A., or Kiss in Boston, both stations call the same, and they have the same music, same basic approach to radio. I don't have the patience to listen to a lot of the crap in order to find some good song. So that's what surprises me about this, that people actually are finding some of these songs.
Well, you couldn't get away from this song, though, in 2018.
Yeah.
This song was everywhere. It's on TV commercials, and you could live under a rock and still know this song.
That's an interesting visualization. Thank
you. Unless your name is Doug, and then...
Right. Okay, calm down.
Well, you know this song, too, right? You're not telling us that you don't know it.
I actually... Bruno Mars, I don't know this song.
He didn't listen to the 75 stories that we did about this song last year.
Okay.
This is the perfect song for you. It's upbeat.
Wait a minute. Hold on just a second. Is Victoria the one who told me yesterday that she doesn't remember when her husband asked her, well, what'd you talk about today? Well, I don't know. I don't remember. what I talked about today.
Yeah, that is
so. And you criticized me for not remembering some vague song,
yes.
Some vague reference to some
vague
singer.
It's not a vague song or singer.
Okay. All right, let's go to Jack Johnson, who's working with Maroon 5 now on an environmental campaign. It's called Bring Your Own Bottle. It's been a BYOB, a new twist on that. Bring Your Own Booze, Bring Your Own Bottle. Because of all of the focus, appropriately, frankly, in this person's opinion, on plastic pollution. So they're promoting reusable water bottles and water refill stations at all of their events. I guess a lot of other people are involved in this side. Jack Johnson, Maroon 5, is Bonnie Raitt, Dave Matthews, Dead & Company, Jackson Brown, Lucas Nelson, Steve Earle, Stephen Van Zandt, Ben Harper. All of them are basically trying to be a part of the solution. And that's at concerts, it's got to be a lot of garbage.
If you've ever left a concert after most of the crowds have gone, and you just see all the plastic cups everywhere, none of that gets recycled. It just sits in a landfill, ends up in our waterways. It's disgusting. Yeah. I'm so happy that someone's finally doing something about this.
You know what? Take some responsibility. Bring your own bottle. Bring your own reusable bottle.
Well, this makes me so happy as a consumer, because there are so many concerts that you're not allowed to bring that into. And so, and I hate paying $6 for a bottle of water, which you always need when you're screaming your lungs out. So I love being able to bring my own water bottle.
Yeah. They got to change their approach to that in these concert venues for sure. All right, so good. Consciousness. Thanks to Jack Johnson, Maroon 5, and all these other folks. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The brachial plexus is a network of nerves. You can think of them as wires that carry signals from your spinal cord to your shoulder, arm, and hand. If those nerves or wires get stretched or broken, you can lose function of your arm and shoulder.
Just like the old telephone cables, once you rip it out of a wall, you can't stick those telephone wires back in the wall and expect things to work normally.
But Dr. Alex Shin says some patients can have function restored with surgery. If the nerves are damaged but still connected, a nerve graft can be performed. That's where a less important nerve from elsewhere in the body is used to splice that nerve wire together. But if a nerve has been torn away from the spinal cord,
what we do is a surgery called nerve transfers. So we take existing nerves at work and we transfer them to more important nerves and muscles that we need to get function of.
It's not complete repair, but hopefully will restore useful function. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Illinois say the body of a 5-year-old boy whose parents reported him missing last week was found nearby, wrapped in plastic and buried in a shallow grave.
Once presented with the evidence obtained by investigators, both Joanne and Andrew Sr., provided information that ultimately led to the recovery, what we believe is the recovery, of deceased subject AJ.
The parents have been arrested for many charges, including murder. Iran's top diplomat has offered the U.S. government a prisoner swap. Mohammad Javad Zarif told the Asia Society that Iran has yet to receive a response from the Trump administration.
All these people that are in prison, inside the United States, on extradition request from the United States. We believe their charges are phony.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Statement on a powerful radio program with powerful people. This is the DJV show. I'm power monger Doug with power mistress Jennifer Horn, power Ms. Victoria Keel. I always wonder how am I going to get them into what we're talking about this half hour. Listen, using my imagination, wherever my head is at the moment. Actually, I'm interested in Victoria, where her head is at the moment, frankly.
Well, we've got some spring cleaning news, and definitely the time. The weather's getting a little bit nicer, and this is definitely the time to watch that show on Netflix, Tidying Up, and get rid of all the stuff that's in your house that's cluttered, especially clothing. And a lot of retailers this year are going green, and which means big savings, actually, for consumers. So there, if you have old clothing and home items, like bedding or towels and things that you want to get rid of, you don't have to just take it to a Goodwill drop box anymore. You can actually take them to H&M. And in exchange, H&M will take all of your stuff. And in exchange, you will get a 15% off coupon for shopping at a future purchase of H&M online or in the store. which is a really good deal. Madewell, which is another chain store that's owned by, like, the Gap J. Crew, kind of that big conglomerate, they are taking any old pair of jeans, doesn't need to be Madewell brand, any old jeans, and they'll give you $20 off a new pair. And the cool thing about what they do with them, there's a company called Blue Jeans Go Green, and they take all the old denim and they turn it into housing insulation for different communities around the country. They work with Habitat for Humanity, and they end up recycling all of the denim, and apparently it's a very efficient insulation instead of that pink, you know, foamy stuff, whatever that stuff is. Fiberglass, I guess, is what traditional insulation is. And so yeah. Now they use denim for it, recycled denim. If you want to take, you can literally also take any of your winter clothes to the North Face, any North Face store. They'll take old clothes, old shoes, and they will give you $10 off your next purchase of $100 or more. Levi's is also getting in on this. They will also take all of your old clothes, your old jeans, bring them to the nearest store, and they will give you 20% off a future item. And they're also going to make a donation to Goodwill as well. And Kiehl's is the cosmetics company. They've been one of those companies for a long time that if you bring back your the containers that had your moisturizer and things like that that don't get recycled, when you bring them back, they've got a really good rewards program, so you can actually get some free products from that. MAC Cosmetics, everybody loves MAC Cosmetics, and so you can take all of your old containers back to them. You'll get a free lipstick. And Lush is known for their face masks, and if you're an avid Lush fan, and if you've accumulated 5 or more of the plastic pots that the liquid comes in, you can bring it back, and they'll give you a free face mask. So lots of ways to get rid of your old junk and save some money in the process of buying new stuff.
Hmm. Ah, that's pretty refreshing. Here's something else. Speaking of returns, Kohl's has brought Amazon into a number of their stores. Well, they started a couple of years ago doing that. Now they're expanding their relationship. Kohl's announced that it will accept Amazon customers' order returns. So, got something you don't like from Amazon, you bring it back to a Kohl's store without their shipping box. That's pretty interesting. They got 1,150 stores in America. So starting in July, next thing you know, Amazon will buy Kohl's. What do you bet?
Yeah, well, apparently Kohl's has already leased out some space to Whole Foods. And so you'll probably see Amazon bookstores and things like that starting to take over Kohl's department stores. But yeah, makes it convenient.
It's a good way to stay in business. Yeah.
Yeah.
And convenient. You're right. It's sometimes hard to pack up stuff and return it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but there are Kohl stores in most every major urban and suburban area, right? Mm-hmm. Aren't Kohl's are in the old Bradley store. Remember the Bradley stores?
They were in Myrtle, over the in leases. California.
Is there still a Bradley store in California?
I've never heard of Bradley's, but Mervyn's, the store that Kohl's took over in California, they took a lot of the Mervyn's locations.
Mervyn's, okay. Mm-hmm. Same kind of a store as Bradley's, kind of a low scale. It was a cheap competitor to Walmart.
Walmart.
Really?
See, Mervyn's was a clothing store. Mervyn's is very much on par with what Kohl's does now, discount clothing and shoes. Oh. I used to love Mervyn's. I used to go there all the time. It was my jam when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Your jam. Mm-hmm. Jammin' with Jen. That'd be a good radio show. Jammin'.
Sure, I could use another one.
With Jen. Yeah, right.
She doesn't have enough shows.
Jennifer needs another show. Right, exactly. So, let's see. I think that it's admirable, frankly, that you
are.
Yes, it is.
Charming. You're such a psychopath.
I don't know about that. But listen to how many people, think about how many people enjoy you here and enjoy Victoria and Kara and me, and then they enjoy you. Listen, do you have a podcast for the KRLA show? Just for the heck of it, people want to listen to you on that. Yeah, okay. Go to KRLA.
And all joking aside, that is the blessing. I mean, that's one of my biggest blessings in my life, is that people actually care what I have to say. So that is very awesome and amazing.
Yeah. So there you go. Nothing wrong with that. We're going to, in a moment, change our focus, because today is World Meningitis Day. For those who experience meningitis, the after effects or connection to somebody in your life You'll find this to be a very important conversation right after this.
Hey, Jan, did you look into my suggestion about switching to Sprint?
I owe too much my wireless contract to think about switching right now.
Don't let that stop you. Sprint's offering up to $650 per line to cover your switching costs.
$650?
It's their way of giving you a clean slate. Plus, if you lease a new iPhone, you can get an incredible new iPad on them.
This weekend only at your local Sprint store. Switch to Sprint and we'll cover your switching fees up to $650 per line via prepaid MasterCard. And if you lease a new iPhone, we'll give you an incredible new iPad on us. Get to your local Sprint store this weekend and save. Less required phone trading credit provided after online registration and phone activation. Amount based on early termination fee charged and remaining phone balance. Card terms, conditions, and exclusion apply. Member FDIC. iPad 6th generation, 32 gigabytes, $0 per month after 1970 monthly credit for 24 months. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line on qualifying plan. If you cancel early, remaining balance fee tax to do it sale.
Did you know getting your children vaccinated is one of the most effective ways to protect them from 16 potentially harmful diseases, including measles, meningitis, and whooping cough? Hi, I'm Senator Nancy Todd from Colorado and board chair of Women in Government. Vaccine-preventable diseases may lead to serious illness, hospitalization, and even death. Please talk with your doctor about protecting your children from vaccine-preventable diseases and make certain your family is up to date on their vaccines. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It's Dodge Performance Days, where that new car smell gets replaced by the scent of burned rubber. With Dodge Charger and its available best-in-class 485 horsepower. Dodge Challenger Hellcat Red Eye, with up to 797 horsepower and 707 pound-feet of torque. And the powerful 7-passenger Dodge Durango. Hurry in for great deals now at Dodge Performance Days. Warrants large regular car vehicle segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scout's Triple Action today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. We welcome two people who are experts, have different things to contribute to the discussion of meningitis and what it brings to the world, because today is Meningitis Day. Joining us now is Dr. Leonard Friedland, who's a pediatrician, vice president, director of scientific affairs and public health for Vaccines North America at GSK. The other person involved in this conversation is somebody who's survived meningitis, Sheila Advento. Let's start with you, Sheila, if we may, and what it was like having meningitis. Will you explain, for those who may not know, actually what meningitis is?
Well, I'm not the expert, so I'd have to refer you to Dr. Zeman about exactly what meningitis is. I can only tell you what I had experienced back in 2003 regarding that, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. So I didn't know anything about it, to tell you the truth. It devastated me physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know, I thought I only caught the flu back in 2003. And everything just changed. You know, I was only 26 years old. in one single day. I went from feeling fine in the morning to feeling sick to my stomach. Then suddenly I lost consciousness on the bathroom floor, and then I was rushed to the emergency room, unable to breathe. Then suddenly I was in a coma for 8 days. And when I woke up, I was told I had contracted bacterial meningitis. Again, I never even heard anything about it. And suddenly, I had to undergo amputations of both hands, by the wrists, and both legs below the knees. And then I had to live a life of as a quadruple amputee for several years. And then, years later, I had to go to another surgery of becoming bilateral hand transplant recipient. And then I had to live another life of intensive occupational therapy because of that.
So,
and because of that, go ahead.
I want to kind of get to what it's like for you now after you've had all of those experiences. How's your life now?
Very challenging. You know, I had to instill in myself that I'm a meningitis survivor. You know, aside from losing all of my limbs, what's worse about that is I lost all of my independence. Mm. You know, I couldn't do anything on my own after that. Mm. And that's why years later I opted for the hand transplants.
Yeah. Dr. Freeland, will you spend a minute with talking about meningitis? I mean, the way that Sheila's explained it, we all get what meningitis is. The symptoms, it's almost like it comes on so quickly you can't avoid it. If you have it, you're going to get it or whatever. Is there a way to avoid getting this?
Yes, thank you. Sheila's story is very typical of what this devastating disease is. It's a bacterial disease. We call it meningococcemia, or meningitis for short. And Sheila's bacterial meningitis came on suddenly, as it typically does, and can be absolutely devastating. 1 in 10 people who have this infection can die, often within 24 to 40 hours from starting to feel sick. And 1 in 5 who survive will have lifelong complications from meningitis, which could be seizures, deafness, blindness, or from blood poisoning, which was Sheila's way of presenting, where she developed gangrene of her limbs and they needed, unfortunately, to be amputated. And her story is heroic in what she's recovered. But many families may be very concerned about this, many parents, because is their child at risk? And we can't predict who's going to be at risk, but we know that students, adolescents, and young age adults are at risk. In fact, the Centers for Disease Control has shown that adolescents age 18 to 24 who attend college are 3.5 times at higher risk than those who don't.
But how do you get it, though? Where does it come from?
It's a bacteria, and the bacteria lives in our nose, normally not causing any problems. But things that are in our nose get spread around from coughing, from sneezing, from saliva, from kissing. Mm. Crowded situations, and that's why adolescents and young adults are at risk, because they're in crowded situations and they share everything. This disease comes on really, really fast. Now, I know we're running out of time, so perhaps your listeners, if they're interested, can take 5 minutes and look at a website called meningitisb.com, M-E-N-I-N-G-I-T-I-S-B as in boy, .com, to learn about what this bacterial infection is, how it presents, and the vaccines that can help provide protection, because that is the most important thing to know, is that there are 2 different types of vaccines that people can get that can help provide protection against this devastating illness.
All right, so that's the message here, getting a vaccine. It's world meningitis. It's certainly important for us to hear your story. Sheila Advento, thank you and best of luck. Keep your spirit up. MeningitisB.com is the website. Dr. Leonard Friedman here as well. Thank you.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The hour now, time for our weekly visit with Warren Eckstein live on the air about your animals, our animals, pets galore stories. So we start with something happened in your town. You're an Angelian. I guess I'm a part-time Angelian. I saw this when I was there over the weekend. These puppies, this woman dumps the puppies in a dumpster and gets found out, and then they go to her house and she's hoarded 40 more dogs there. So after we give them the, after we've executed this woman, then what do we do in terms of awareness? Because this stuff doesn't stop, just because we talk about it, people are aware of it, doesn't stop it happening. It doesn't make somebody more aware, well, this is not the right thing to do, because these people are by definition crazy. Look at the, look at the picture of this woman. It's nuts.
Not even every case I've ever been involved with, which was a hoarding case, which this basically turned out to be as well.
Yeah.
None of the people are really normal. However, it's kind of interesting. You know what happens sometimes? And sometimes they start out with almost good intentions. They want to rescue animals, and then it becomes overwhelming. All of a sudden, 3 turn into 10, 10 turn into 30, 30 turn into 40, and they just go insane. And this is what happened here. This is what I believe happened here. But all of these dogs that were at the home were not socialized. They were shy. There has to be much more effort. Spay and neuter. I mean, how many times can I say spay and neuter? I go to sleep saying it's like my mantra, spay and neuter, when I'm doing yoga. The thing to remember is that besides just talking about it, you have to go into the schools, because you're not going to convince the parents necessarily to do it. You need to go into the schools, educate the kids in the schools about the importance of spay and neuter. They will in turn convince their parents to have it done. And it's ethics too. I mean, there are so many people in certain communities because of religious beliefs that just refuse to spay and neuter, and you have to get across to them as well.
I'm just trying to visualize you in yoga.
Don't. Not too bad, not too shabby. Everyone else is 10 years older than me.
Yes. All right. Here's a study that proves that cats actually recognize their own names. Unlike dogs, cats don't associate words with meanings. Well, do they or don't they? I guess that's the question, Warren.
It's the biggest garbage thing I ever heard in my life. Cats not knowing words. Cats not knowing names. You know, one of the books I wrote many years ago, which is still a bestseller, by the way, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want. I should have been How to Get Your Guardian to Do What You Want. I brought a cat on the Letterman Show, my own cat, Mally, who was a stray feral cat who I trained. And Dave would say to me, you know, Warren, you can't train a cat. I brought the cat on the show. He walked on a leash and harness. He said, he stayed, he came when he called, it shut Dave down right away. So the only people that would say that cats don't know how to respond to words are people that have never been owned by a cat.
Ignoramus is, in other words.
Well, exactly. So, I mean, you ask any cat guardian out there, of course their cats know the name. Just say to the cat, you want to eat? And they're right by their bowl. Ridiculous.
Your cat might be comfortable where your cat is and has no interest in moving, so when you tell the cat to move, what are you talking about? I don't understand what you're saying. So there you go. So you have two new puppies as of this conversation.
I do. I lost Cisco about 3.5 months ago, and we tried to adopt several older, physically challenged dogs. And every time I got to it, another rescue group, which is a good thing, another rescue group got to it. Yeah. So. Just last Wednesday.
Took me 18 times. Remember I told you, took me 18 tries before I got Daisy.
Yeah, so it was interesting. Last Wednesday, Denise and I were kind of hanging out, and we had this alert on our phone that says dog for adoption. And turns out these two dogs were for adoption. Two-year-old chihuahuas were adoption at a high-kill shelter, but they separated and refused to adopt them together, which was not going to be acceptable to me. So I drove to the shelter with Denise. Sight unseen, I said to the shelter manager, I don't even want to see the dogs. Here's my $180. Give me the paperwork. Fill it out. Give me the dogs. I'm going home. Turns out that the dogs, first of all, are not chihuahuas. They had no tails. I said, Denise, I've never seen a chihuahua without a tail. They're a mix between a mini pin and a chihuahua. That's number one. And number two, 2 years old. I'm lucky if these guys are 8 months old. Just what I needed, two puppies in my life at this stage of the game. So they're about 8 or 9 months old, Molly and Willie. They're really bonded, doing amazingly well. In fact, they're sleeping in my bed as I'm down here talking to you guys. And I have never been happier in my life. Yeah.
Good. Very sweet. And you're giving them hugs and kisses, are you not?
Hugs and kisses every single day. And they love to be kissed. They love to be hugged. But hugs and kisses I'm giving them every single day to make sure they stay healthy and happy.
Exactly. Hugs and kisses, you give them that physically, but also your brand of vitamins and minerals, hugs and kisses. Find them. Give them to your dog or cat. Special blend for both of them at hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.